And now to politics here in the U.S. Remember last year after the election when President Bush promised he'd work to find common ground with Democrats after they'd taken control of Congress? Well, let's just say this week in Washington was a little less than harmonious. Here to tell us all about it is NPR's news analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi.
I'm in Orlando, home of a great Republican debate coming up Sunday night.
Well, thanks for checking in with us. The president had some harsh words this week saying Congress hadn't gotten much done, that they were meddling where they didn't belong over this issue of whether to call the killing of Armenians nearly a century ago genocide. It seems like President Bush is getting a little testy here.
Yeah, I think the lame duck really has sort of found his voice, and especially, I must tell you, it's not only on the issue of genocide, but it also has to do with his ability to conduct foreign trade. He thinks that the Democratic Congress is moving away from free trade agreements they have approved in the past, and it's also, of course, spending on things like children's health care. So the president finds himself embattled, and he's being encouraged by top aides to make a fight right now, that if there's ever a moment when it would have both political value as well as legacy value, this is the time for him to raise his voice before the campaign hits full gear and he becomes an afterthought.
The president also had some harsh words for Iran. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
World War III, Juan? I mean, I know we're coming up on Halloween and all, but is this a case of the president trying to terrify us?
Well, some of his aides said to me yesterday that they felt he had maybe misspoken. They don't like to say that about the president, but that language was not intended, and they didn't want to set off alarms. And to the contrary, what they're trying to do is set the groundwork so that people appreciate the idea that you must take steps against an aggressive, potentially nuclear-armed Iran.
Let's look ahead now to 2008. There was a new entrant into the race for the president this week.
Nation, I shall seek the office of the President of the United States.
That, of course, is Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert, who declared his candidacy. He'll be running in his home state of South Carolina, apparently doing so as both a Democrat and a Republican, according to him. I mean, this all sounds a bit silly, especially considering last night, I believe, he said his official sponsor would be Doritos. But is this more than just kind of a big joke? Is this something people in Washington are talking about?
Oh, people everywhere are talking about it because it's fun. And, you know, I got to tell you how many the political strategists say, you know, if we could only get Americans to turn out and vote in the way that they vote for American Idol. And then you think about things like, remember, you're kind of young for this, Alex, but Pat Paulson, he's a comedian.
Right, he launched his candidacy, too.
Exactly. And then, of course, Robin Williams had a movie recently. Robert Redford once had a movie about a guy who just finds himself suddenly elected to office. So I think it tells you something a little bit about youth culture right now and attitudes towards American politics and especially towards an unpopular war and unpopular president that maybe let's just laugh. Let's get Stephen Colbert in there. He'll set him straight.
But Juan, you know, there's some timing here right after Stephen Colbert declares Sam Brownback drops out. Coincidence?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's worried, but, you know, I think Sam Brownback's problem was he's a guy who was strongly against abortion. He hoped to capture the conservative base. He was competing for it with the likes of Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, and didn't gain any traction. In fact, Huckabee is the one that's now gaining speed. So it looks like, really, given his pro-immigration reform attitudes, Brownback turned off the base, and I think Senator Brownback deserves a tip of the hat for running a very serious campaign, but it's evidence of the fact that Republicans don't have a candidate, so maybe Stephen Colbert for the Republicans, huh? What do you think, Alan?
I think John Edwards would be happy about that. NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Alan.